Hello, everybody. Welcome to Amazing You. I am your host. My name is Dr. Rani Thanakodi. I am a certified clinical hypnotherapist using rapid transformational therapy method. I am a Mars Venus life and relationship coach, tarot reader, astrologer, past life regression practitioner, breathwork coach, and life force compassion practitioner. And today, I have the great pleasure to introduce you to my very special guest, my youngest guest on the podcast, Junaid Niazi. Junaid is from Punjab, Pakistan, and he recently graduated from Agriculture University in Agriculture Economics. He's got 4 years of experience in telemarketing and cold calling industry, and 1.5 years of experience in the UK, in the USA, inbound, providing 24/7 customer support and dispatch to taxi cabs and luxury vehicles in the UK, USA, and Canada. And he is also 11-1 seller on Fiverr, providing all those above services. And in addition, Junaid is the founder of LuxDrive.com company. So welcome, Junaid, to Amazing You.
First of all, thank you very much for having me in your podcast, in your interview. My name is Junaid Khan. I'm from Pakistan. And yes.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to the audience today. I know you are extremely busy, but I really appreciate that. So let me kick off with the first question. Can you tell us briefly about your journey and where you are located?
Okay, great. Ma'am, my name is Junaid Khan, Junaid Khan Niazi. There's caste and the family name is attached as well. So my name is Junaid Khan Niazi. Basically, I am from Mianwali. It's a city in a Punjab state. Punjab is the state of Pakistan, and it's a 1.7 million populated city. And right now, I am here in Islamabad, the capital of Pakistan. Recently, I graduated from Arab Agriculture University, Rawalpindi, and I graduated this in agriculture economics. So let's go ahead to our my professional career.
Yes.
So in my profession, when we talk about professional career, I was doing part-time job with my studies in the night time. And and according to that, I have 4 years of experience in a telemarketing industries. And after completing my graduation, I started my own company named as LuxDrive. And before that, I tried much and I got losses. And I belong to a middle class family. And there was when I faced a loss, there was no one to help me at that time, and that was a very, very difficult time for me. So, yep, that's all.
Right. Thank you so much. And what inspired you to start your own company? At such a young age, you are 22 years old, and you have already started your company. What inspired you to do that?
Ma'am, basically, when we like the people like me came from a village or from a middle class family, and they reside in cities. Mm-hmm. So our cities are like the people are spending their life a lavish life, you know. Mm-hmm. And I would like to say that I don't have any specific person who influences me. At that time, I was struggling for myself to fulfill my study expenses, etc. Like I belong to a middle class family. I was studying on behalf of me. Like I was fulfilling my study expenses and also the food and the place where I was residing. So I was paying each and everything by myself. Wow. Right. So at that time when I was, basically it's a thing that people who do any job, the 80 to 90% people who go to where when they start their own business, they start it in his own experience, like where they were doing the job. So I also did the business in the same way. And at that time, I was young. This business was also in telemarketing industries. Mm-hmm. And in the start, I had agents, 10 to 15 agents working under me. I was paying like 25 to 30,000. It will be $100 something here in Pakistan. So $100 here, it's very good salary I was paying to the agents. And I was in third year of university as well. So now I was studying and I was also doing my job. Wow. And all the job and all the business, I started it on my own. Even my family was unaware of this business.
Right. You know? Okay.
Yes. So, yes, that was all the thing.
Yeah, that was really a significant challenge that you encountered. Studying, yes. Working, and then you started your own business. So yeah. How did you navigate through it? What lesson did you learn from overcoming this challenge, from completing your studies, working, and then starting your business? What lesson did you learn from that?
Ma'am, basically a person or anybody learn when they face losses, you know. Mm-hmm. Losses in every sense, like in a business, in a respect, and many ways, you know. So at that time, I faced a business loss. Mm-hmm. And as I told you, I was belonging from a middle-class family, don't have a money for my food. I was covering all my food expenses, my residential expenses. So that was a big achievement for me at that time to manage all the stuff. And when I faced business, I was totally zero. Like, even I don't have money to cover my food expenses, you know. Mm. And also there was a great business loss at that time. I don't have money to pay to the people working working under me for my company. So that for that purpose, I have to close the company. So and I was requesting to different people, to my friends for the money, and to then I will, when I will be good, I will send it back to you. And no one was helping at that time. And we believe on Allah Almighty. So I was also praying every time that, and I will say, I will stay motivated at that time. And I believe that if you dream big, then you will face hardships. And mm-hmm. that will be a huge hardships. And that will be a huge target for you to manage. Wow. And at that time, I got a job for 400 bucks, you know. Mm-hmm. And that job really helped me. I was saving. I was using 25% of that income in my expenses, and 75% I was giving back to the person who I borrowed the money. Mm-hmm. So that was a very, very difficult time, and I faced that from again for the last 2 years, because my studies was not completed at that time. Mm-hmm. So that was the basic thing that made me a successful person, because I faced hardships.
Yes, and you didn't give up. You keep yep. pushing forward, and you continued, and then the way opened. You know, when you face the hardship, you keep looking forward. The door opened at some point. Yeah, yes. I think that's very, very brave. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And who is the person, Junaid, that influence you the most, and why?
Ma'am, first I will say, as I told you before, at that time, I was looking for the jobs and I was different stuff to fulfill my expenses. So at that time, the people don't have anyone. When a person is belong from a middle class family, they don't have any specific person who should follow. You know, but I was. But at that time, I followed one person. Is he was my father. Wow. You know, he is a government teacher, retired teacher, and he support me at every single place. You know, and in my family, there was like no one was allowing me to go for the graduation or for higher education. You know, because as I told, we belong to a middle class family, so they were unable to pay my expenses.
Wow.
But he helped me on every single point, and he was saving and sending money without telling any person. Because when in a village, the people who belong from a village, they don't send their children for the higher education. It's difficult for us to manage the expenses. Mm-hmm. So yes, and he always remained on a front foot, you know. And recently, you also know that person. His name is Sir Rehan Allahwala. Mm-hmm. He's very nice, very kind, and cooperative person. Mm-hmm. And he's very simple person, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm stable, alhamdulillah. So I'm following that person, and alhamdulillah, I'm growing.
Yeah, that is wonderful. That is great.
I know for my family, we do not get the fruits and vegetables we need because we are so busy and we are constantly trying to do what's convenient and easy. And so that's where Juice Plus has really come in and helped our family.
It's a great way to get more fruits and vegetables, and you could look at it as a healthy fast food option. Now we have our complete smoothie that takes maybe 5 minutes to make in the morning.
And it's nutrition on the go, and now we have the bars, which is even better.
And the tower garden where I can eat my fruits and vegetables off my patio. Fresh.
I use everything that belongs to Juice Plus. I love the trio, the orchard, garden, and vineyard capsules, because that's my insurance policy.
I have 2 smoothies every single day, and to the smoothies I add my trio blend of vineyard and garden and orchard.
I use gummies for a healthy snack, and I have a tower garden so I can grow good health on my deck as well.
Whether you love Juice Plus, whether you love tower gardens, whether you love the complete, you have something for everybody. It doesn't matter if you're 18 or if you're 99.
Your body knows good stuff. Juice Plus surpasses that.
It goes beyond just the capsules or beyond the chewables. It goes beyond complete. It really has to do with what kind of food are you eating and
discovering what does health mean to me.
The Juice Plus products are just a doorway to people creating a healthier lifestyle
and making it easy for people to get on the road to healthier living.
And can you identify for us 3 qualities in your dad that you admire the most?
Ma'am, according to my father, as my father is basically a teacher, I told you. So in our village, in our areas, people respect the teachers, you know.
Yes.
They give, and according to my father, he is very kind person and very cooperative between the people, and he help others. Mm-hmm. And also he's social, you know. He's very social person. He remained in the groups. He remained in the rush, you know, in the rush of people. So a lot of people know about him, and he's helping. He always motivates me. And one thing is, he really he rely on Allah Almighty, you know. He's yes. So that's why he is my favorite personality, basically.
Right. Thank you for sharing that. You are very lucky to have a dad that believed in you, that supported you, even in the challenging times. It's so important. Yes.
Yes.
And is there a specific quote that you have used as a source of strength to guide you during those challenging times?
Ma'am, there was a word I told you in the start, that we people, the Muslim people, believe in Allah Almighty, and other people also believe in their God, you know. So the thing is that when you believe in Allah Almighty and you do hard work, so the people think that then you should think that hard work always pay. So do your hard work and leave it to God. And sorry, if we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Prophet peace be upon him is the last messenger of Allah. So in a Quran there is a verse that is verse is like, and indeed Allah will grant you ease after hardship. So in Islam, we believe that Allah is all-knowing and all-powerful. He knows what is best for us, and He will never put us through more than we can bear.
Absolutely.
And yes, and when we are facing adversity, we can turn to Allah for help and guidance. We can ask Him for strength, patience, and wisdom. So we can also ask Him to give us the ease that we need to overcome our challenges. So this verse really helped me to develop a positive outlook on life. So even when things are tough, I know that Allah is with me, and that He will help me through it. Also, know that my challenges are an opportunity for me to grow stronger and closer to Allah. So basically, this is my belief, and the verse that is, and indeed Allah will grant you ease after hardship. So this is the main thing I follow, and this is a main quote that encouraged me.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Having faith in the divine is extremely important, because very often, like you said, in challenging times, nobody wants to help you. You know, a lot of people, they give up on you, but you can't give up on yourself, and when you have faith in God, God will always guide you and support you and to help you rise even higher after that.
Yep.
Absolutely. And now here you are.
I totally agree.
And now here you are having your own business. So it is a real proof that.
Alhamdulillah. Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. How God is always by our side. Thank you. And what would you like to tell? Thank you. And what would you like to tell people today, Junaid, who are listening and who are watching and who are facing some difficult times and need some words of encouragement? What would you like to tell them today?
Ma'am, I believe on hard work, you know, and Allah Almighty, you know. Mm-hmm. So I will always say that hard times don't last a lifetime, you know. Hard times don't last for a lifetime. Sorry. So when life gets tough, don't give up. I will say, don't give up. Keep trying, and one step at a time, and get help. I will not say that you don't need to get help. Get help. See things differently, and also learn from your mistake. When you did a mistake that is like doing negative in your life or in your path. So always, first thing is take care of yourself, you know. When you will take care of yourself, then you will be able to grow. Then you will be able to go ahead or go forward. So never give up. And I believe you will make it through.
Thank you. That is great. A great message for everybody. Because in difficult times, it's so easy to give up when things don't go our way. But God has a different way for us, you know?
Yes.
So we have to keep pushing forward, absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
And can you share, Junaid, with us some books? It could be one book or a few books that have impacted you the most, and why?
Ma'am, sorry to say, but that's a big mistake I have. Actually, I'm not fond of booking and reading. And I read. I will not say that I didn't read anything. I read some, but don't remember the proper name. One of them is Think and Grow Rich. I think that was. Yes, and I as I told you that the English is not our our, we can say that it's our material language.
Yes, it's not your main language.
Yes, yeah. Yes. So it's a little difficult for us to read the English books, but I'm really fond of English books, you know. And right now when I'm free, I'm not struggling. And people struggle in his own life, but right now I'm in a stable condition, alhamdulillah. So now I try to read books, and I also read this book at one time. But it was a little difficult, but it encouraged me, you know. And I'm fond of reading blogs and English posts of some mentors. Those I follow on Facebook, and they're from different regions, you know. Mm-hmm. And these are really inspiring. That's why I like to have podcast session with them.
Yes.
So that's the major thing.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, but this is a great book that you've started reading, Think and Grow Rich. It is one of the greatest books.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Because it's about growing rich, not only in terms of money, but in terms of our thinking, because that's where it starts, you know. When you think positively, when you think good thoughts, then you create an abundance in people's lives. So
definitely, then when you will think big, then you will do big, you know.
Absolutely, yes, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, thank you. And could you share with us today, tell the audience about the great things that you do, tell us about your podcast, the name of your podcast, and tell us more about your business, Junaid.
So, according to my podcast, it's also posted on my Facebook. In Pakistan, people use Facebook, basically. Facebook is a major platform we use here. Also, TikTok and Instagram as well. So, also on a Facebook, I have a page. Its name is Junaid Sportwala. Sport, SUPPORT, Wala. And that's Sport Wala is basically a name as we are providing sport and to luxury cars and luxury taxi cabs. So that's why I give this name as Junaid Sport Wala. No?
Okay.
So this is a Facebook page and same name on a YouTube channel. And ma'am will also post my link to his podcast, to her podcast, sorry.
Yes.
So you guys can contact with me for any business query or anything. And I would like to say that always think big, guys, that you are here to do the work. The work going on everywhere in the world is for you. You know, it's that there's the same human, he's like you, is working that thing. If you think big, or you think that you should have a company, so you can do it. You know, nothing is impossible in life.
Mm.
So I will. This will be, and one thing is hard work, and then leave it to God.
Yes, I think these are great messages. That nothing is impossible in life. Yes, I really like that. And to leave it to God. Yes, because you do what you can, and God will do the rest.
Yeah.
I think there is a saying that say, when you make one step toward God, God will make three steps towards you.
Yep. Yep.
And
But there's also one more thing, that God loves a person more than her mother, you know? So always believe in a God and do your best.
Yeah. And I would like to say big, big thank you for you. To be here
with the
audience, to share your journey of how you started your business, to be where you are now, because you are the youngest entrepreneur on my podcast at 22 years old. So congratulations.
Thank you.
And, I'm really, really happy for you. And I wish you a lot of success. And I wish you also a lot of success in your podcast. And stay in touch. And thank you to the audience for listening, for watching, for sharing, and for subscribing. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.